He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning. So that's what God does. We give him our ashes. We give him our failures. He says, here. And he gives us beauty. And that's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, but also Jesus. That, you know, it really isn't preached about a lot, but that we can exchange our ashes for his beauty. It's just an amazing exchange. I'll do that every time. So Jesus was anointed by the Father to impart his beauty to his people. Our relationship with Jesus and our choices for love and godly character are aspects of the beauty in this age. We can have this in this age, but we'll have it even more in heaven in the age to come. In Psalm 149, verse 4, it says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation." So we have to search for it. We get the Holy Spirit, and that beauty is in the Scriptures, but we must intentionally search out God's beauty, including the beauty he imparts to his people. In Psalm 27, verse 4, it says, "One thing I've desired all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord." You know, it's something, when we were just worshiping today, this morning, I found myself just, you know, caught up in the heavenly realms and just like, wow, Lord, I can't wait to be in that temple of the Lord, in the throne room of God, just to be there in fellowship. When we get here, we kind of see shadows of it, but we get to see the real thing in the age to come. So the glory or the beauty of our life is hidden in Christ. So that's the next point. In Colossians 3, verses 3 through 4, it says, For our life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Isn't that amazing? So the glory of the Lord is hidden, but it's hidden in us, and it will be revealed much more in the age to come. But right now, we can partake in this in our spirit. When we cultivate a gentle or humble spirit by serving the Lord in a quiet and trusting manner, that beauty is attractive to God. He sees our godly attitudes and actions as beautiful and precious. So that's the part here. We have some action. When we cultivate that gentle, that spirit, that is attractive to God. God says, I like that. You know what God doesn't like? A proud spirit, a haughty spirit. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, it says, rather let it be hidden person by the heart, the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. So why are we beautiful to God? I like that question. Never those kids that come up to you and say, well, why? Why is the sky blue? Why is this? And I was one of those kids. I like to say, why? And so why are we beautiful to God? Because of the personality of God. God is the author of beauty. He defines what is beautiful. And therefore, if he says something is beautiful, it is. Which is like, okay, that's good. Second point, we get the gift of righteousness. We are clothed with the beauty of Jesus and his righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 21. It's the design in our human spirit. We're made in the image of God. And therefore, by the image of God, we get that beauty from the author of beauty and our godly choices. So not when we make bad choices, but when we make good choices, our sincere intentions, our choices to obey the Lord are beautiful and precious in his sight. We are the Father's chosen inheritance. He sees us according to where we're going to be and in our destiny in redemption. The fact that our eternal destiny is to be Jesus, his bride, means that like 99.9999999% of our life is going to be in glory. This time here on earth is just little bitty compared to the billions of years that we're going to be with the Lord. And so he sees us where we're going to be, not where we are right now. Yeah, we have sinned. There's no doubt. We messed up. And we can exchange that beauty, those ashes for beauty. But he sees us where we're going to be. So that's why we are beautiful to God, because he sees us not as we are, but where we're going to be, and we bear his image. All right, the beauty of God's people. The Lord declared that his people are like a special treasure and like jewels in his crown. If we indeed obey your voice, we shall be a special treasure to me. That was in Exodus 19, verse 5. The Lord will save them, for they will be like a crown jewel. Zechariah 9:16, you will also be a crown of glory, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Isaiah 62, verse 3. The Lord created the new Jerusalem as a bride and prepared and made beautiful her husband. That new Jerusalem is going to be when Jesus takes his throne in glory and literally brings it here on earth and sets it up in the millennial kingdom. And it gets even better. In the new Jerusalem, after that 1,000 years, the devil was put into his into the lake of fire with all the demons and everybody that doesn't love the Lord. The Father's throne comes down and joins Jesus' throne here and merges heaven and earth into a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth. And so he knows this is going to happen. So that's why there is that beauty. God sees the fragrance of Christ in our lives. That's another why we get the beauty. He smells the fragrance of the Lord. How is that? Because we have his spirit. You know, it's like in the morning when, you know, if I wake up and my wife, Mary Grace, is up and she's about, I can, you know, smell that, you know, perfume or that fragrance of her. It's the same thing that the Lord smells on us. We have that fragrance of him because through his impartation of his grace upon us. Our prayers, our praise, and our words are sweet to the Lord. In Psalm 19:14, Proverbs 15:8, in the Song of Solomon 2:14, I mean, there's just a bunch of them. Psalm 33, verse 1, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. And Song of Solomon says, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. So why are we beautiful to the Lord? Because we have the fragrance of Christ, and our praises and our prayers come up to him, and that's a sweet aroma. God remembers all our rewards. God remembers and rewards all our attitudes, our words, our deeds, including our giving of our time and money when it comes to benefiting the Lord and we're in fellowship with him. The fact that our beautiful God esteems and rewards them assures us that our beauty assures us that they beautify our lives. You know, we could even give a cup of cold water to one of his, to anybody, and he remembers it. In Matthew 10:42, whoever gives the least of these only a cup of cold water, he shall by no means lose his reward. So just a little bit, just a very small act of service by giving somebody a cup of water, he remembers it. Can you imagine all the other things that he remembers? A diamond is formed by heat and pressure working to cause carbon to become a precious stone, a diamond in the rough. Is transformed from being cut in a precise way so that his beauty shines forth. That's kind of us right now. We're that piece of carbon that's under this pressure, and we're getting formed into that beautiful diamond, and we'll be revealed in glory. So how do we grow in our ability to delight in God's beauty? So how do we do this? So we kind of just covered the who we are. We covered why we're that way. But I always like the how, kind of like a good newspaper reporter. Who, what, where, when, how, and why. So how do we become, how do we grow in our ability to delight in God's beauty? We grow in our delight in his beauty by meditating on blessing and declaring it. His praises. It's in Psalm 145, 5 through 12. I will meditate on your glorious splendor of your majesty or beauty. I will declare your greatness. Your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom. So we meditate on it. We praise God. And we declare it to others. So that's how we grow in the beauty of God. Paul persistently prayed for others to receive greater insight into the beauty of God. So that's in Ephesians 1, 16 through 19. In fact, it says Paul, he gave up everything, all his worldly possessions, everything, to have that inescapable beauty of the Lord. He gave it all just to be in his presence. And that's what we can have today. In Proverbs 2, verses 4 through 5, it says, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will find the knowledge of the Lord, that hidden beauty. So we have all those that are we have access to, all because the Lord has imparted his righteousness on us. He considers us beauty. That his beauty, when we interact with him, comes and imparts upon us. We pick up that fragrance of him. And then when we obey, when we meditate on his word, that fragrance attracts the Lord, and it's just like this cycle of beauty. And we can exchange our failures. We can exchange the things we do wrong. We can exchange, you know, broken relationships, harsh words. Maybe it would be a situation with a relationship with somebody at work, somebody at school, doesn't matter. We can take those and give them to the Lord and praise him and get back beauty. Isn't that an amazing exchange? It's like the ultimate renovation project right there. And it's just amazing. So what I want to do now is just invite everybody here just to take a few minutes and exchange beauty for ashes. Just pray to the Lord. Just say, you know, and if there's something that you want to just to offer to him right now and say, Lord, I give this to you and I exchange it and I want your beauty. It could be anything. And we'll just go ahead and have the music, if you can get the music kind of playing a little softly, and we'll get that queued up. And just pray to the Lord and say, Lord, what would you have me exchange? What would you have me do, Lord, What can I exchange for this beauty for ashes? How can I see your majesty? Maybe there's just something in your life right now where you just want to see the majesty of the Lord. You just want to be like Moses and say, Lord, show me your face. I want to fellowship with you. And Moses was able to speak with him audibly and have a conversation. Maybe that's something you want to do right now. Or maybe it's just something that you just want to just dwell in the beauty of the Lord. You don't want anything. You don't need to exchange anything. Maybe you just want to feel that presence of the Lord and see that beauty. That's a good time as well. Just offer this up, Lord. We offer this as a fragrant aroma to you, Lord. That you'll come envelop our praises and our worship because you are holy and you are beautiful. And you make us beautiful too. We exchange all our sin and all the stuff that makes us ugly. We exchange it for your beauty, Lord, your righteousness. We take on the robe of righteousness from the Lord Jesus Christ. We paid it all on the cross. We love this exchange, Lord. Lord, we love you and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right. We have fellowship, so potluck. Let's see. Oh, I forgot to mention this. We need to do the business meeting. Thank you. I forgot to mention this. So come on up, David.